So a big warm welcome, please, for Alexander Sakharin.
I could be a little bit nervous because it's like my second time speaking in English, especially to the public. So here we go. Almost 2 years ago, a journey that began as a simple family visit turned into important lessons on dignity, freedom, and justice. But little did I know, my brief visit to Ukraine would be testing these beliefs to the core. 2 weeks into my visit, I woke up hearing my mom saying, "It started." Initially, I wondered if she was talking about the new season of the Great British Bake Off, but it was about the war. I was thinking about leaving the country, as I haven't had a chance to live adult life in Ukraine. I left Ukraine when I was 17. My job, my friends, my entire life was back in Poland, where I lived for more than 8 years. Yeah. But the rapidly evolving situation made departure impossible. Shortly thereafter, the government implemented a ban for a man to leave the country. Fundamentally, I knew I wasn't cut out for war. I believed I could make a bigger impact, contributing in ways that align with my skills and experience. When the war started, the way of disbelief and fear washed over me. I felt deep sense of helplessness, being so far from my life in Poland and unable to leave. I had a fear to step out of my home. It was like a coin flip. If you're unlucky, you could end up next day on the training camp, or even worse, straight on the front line. This experience made me reflect deeply on freedom and choice. I realized how quickly circumstances can change and how precious the freedom to make our own choices is, something that most of us take for granted. My life in different country by myself from early ages had taught me to fight for my future. This determination fueled my quest to find a way out of Ukraine. At one point of my stay, I lost everything I had before. I had an amazing job that sometimes needed me to be there in person, which meant I couldn't continue working in the same place. I had many friends and overall good life. This loss pushed me close to feeling very down, because I didn't choose to lose these things. That's why I began to look hard for any way to get back to my old life, where I felt really true, truly free. The first plan that took shape in my mind was to apply for studies in Poland. This seemed like a practical choice, especially since students were initially exempt from the travel restrictions. I began researching universities, identifying one that seemed like a perfect fit. It wasn't just about finding a university. It was about finding a hope, a way to move forward. But as I was about to take the first steps toward this new journey, the situation changed significantly. The exemption for students was revoked, pulling the rug under my feet and sending me back to the drawing board, searching for another way out. After a long 1.5 year of searching, on Sunday evening, I got a call. "Alex, you have 1 hour. You need to bring your essentials and be in this place." Following that call, we had a few days of traveling near the border ahead of us. We stayed in remote hotels where we couldn't use our phones because they could be tracked by authorities searching for people like us. As I said, in the we were in a group of four people, and on the run day, we stopped at our final destination. I didn't know anything about how it would look like. I didn't even know that we would need to run through the border. And we stopped close to the forest next to the border. As I sat in the car, I spotted a man in the woods doing the best impersonation of kangaroo, hopping up and down, trying to identify us and signal us that he is there. Turned out he was our guide and not just a forest dwelling fitness enthusiast. We rushed over to him, and within a minute, we heard a car driving by, and all I heard was, "Jump out into bushes and lay down." It was like a twisted game of hide and seek, but the stakes were much higher. I took a moment to look around, and by then, everyone else vanished into the bushes. Fortunately, I managed to hide. After some walking in the forest, our guide told us, "We need to run for like 5 minutes, so Border Patrol wouldn't see us." So we sprinted for about 20, 25 minutes without stopping, which wasn't that pleasant since I hadn't been active going to the gym for almost 1.5 years. It was tough, and as a result, we ended up in two separate groups. One group was way ahead, and me with other guy was about 100 meters behind. As we were walking to our final stretch, right around the corner, we saw two guys standing next to our first group, wearing black clothes. And we couldn't help but crack a nervous joke. "Wow, the Border Patrol must have heard we were having a forest party and wanted to join us." But luck was on our side. These guys were friends of our guide, and they were laying down in the cornfield for like 20, 30 minutes as we were walking to them. And we successfully completed our journey. Upon my arrival in Belfast, I was greeted not just with a new environment, but with a renewed sense of what it means to be really free. Here, I was no longer defined by the constraints of a conflict I had no part in. I was met with open arms, kindness, and a great community. So thank you, everyone, for proving that humor, kindness, and compassion are not mere traits, but the universal bonds that tie us together. And remember, no matter where we're from, we all share the love for freedom, dignity, and the occasional bad joke. Thank you very much.
Big warm welcome, please, for Victoria Shakorina.
One day I woke up very early. I had a feeling of anxiety. I went to the kitchen and made some coffee. At dawn of a new day, my typical day in my comfortable and successful life, a successful career in which I have achieved everything I wanted, two great adult sons, friends traveling around the world. So much had been achieved. Outside the window, something fell loudly on the street. Some strange and loud sound, I thought. But happens. After finishing my coffee, I grabbed my iPad to continue planning a cycle trip along Turkey's Mediterranean coast from Istanbul to Alanya. I had 20 days of an incredible journey ahead of me, which I plan to do in March 2022. I opened the iPad, and the entire news feed was just a few words. The war has started. Rocket attacks. Stay at home. Run to shelter. I froze. It is not possible. It's unreal. It's some kind of joke. Maybe I'm still sleeping. The news reports that there was a rocket attack on the airport of my city in the morning. The sound, yes. The sound I had half an hour ago. And I realized it, that this is reality. Ukraine, February 24th, 2022. That day completely changed everything. For the past 19 years, I have been a successful manager who knows how to manage crisis situation, myself and my reactions. For the first time in my life, I didn't know what to do and how to react. Panic was starting outside the windows, and I couldn't stop reading the news. Every minute, something changed. The first information about killed people. I went to wake up my sons and told them that the war has started. To which I had the answer from them, "Mother, do not joke." "No, this is not a joke. Our city was bombed, the airport." The decision to wake my son was the only decision I could make for the next few weeks. I froze. I cannot influence this injustice. I can't change anything. I cannot. A month I don't remember because all I did was read, listen, and watch the news. I froze. My sons asked me every day to leave the country to a safe place, but I refused. One day, I woke up in the morning, and for the first time, I made a decision. If I can't find a solution to affect the situation, I have to do something with my life. My favorite backpack, small backpack, which I traveled with on my happy and adventurous journey, was supposed to contain all my life that day. How many unnecessary things people buy? Eventually, we can only take ourselves and the small bag with us. The border of Ukraine, hundreds, thousands of women and children, tears, love, crying. From the first day of the war, men were forbidden to travel abroad. Children says goodbye to dads, cry, and don't understand why. Why we are leaving? Why is dad not released with us? I will stay with my dad. Daddy, dad. Men were crying too. My heart was torn to pieces. But about what I saw and heard on the border. Children are not guilty. Where is the justice? Poland, train station, hundreds of beds around, Ukrainian women, crying children, lots of loudly crying children and softly quiet crying women. No one understands whether they will see their relatives and loved ones again. Fear of future, fear for relatives, the collapse of past life, plans and dreams, tragedy. Airplane to UK. That's how, in fragments and pictures, it remains in my memory, like one long day that lasted 3 months from the moment of the first terrible news. UK airport, smiling officer, and welcome center for Ukrainians at the airport. I was so touched by the meeting, warmth, and desire to help people from another country that I often had tears of gratitude. Strangers everywhere treated me like a friend or a family member. In the civil services, on the street, in the shop, everywhere. The initial shock and stress of drastic change passed, and I felt such deep gratitude for everything that I needed to share it. I decided to cycle from Aberdeen to London and personally thank everyone, every citizen of this kind and beautiful country. It was October 2022. Me, my bicycle, Ukrainian flag, my lovely backpack, which include all my life, and Aberdeen train station. The first conversation with people who addressed me with the words of support and solidarity. I sincerely thanks everyone. On my way, I stopped near everyone and thanked them on behalf of every Ukrainian. It was an incredible journey where I met, thanked, and hugged many hundreds of people. When I came to Northern Ireland, I was very impressed by the kindness and compassion of the local people. Their hearts are open. My first feeling was a very strange feeling. I am at home here. And I can't understand this feeling, but it was so real. I don't know what will happen tomorrow, but I know one thing for sure. We will never forget that United Kingdom gave and returned to many Ukrainians hope, faith in people, kindness, and smiles. It's so difficult to smile, but... And especially for the most valuable thing that this country gave us every day, for the sense of dignity. I am needed. I am important. They respect me. They understand me and support me. They believe in me, into a person whose whole life fit into one backpack. With warmth and gratitude, we will tell our children and grandchildren these stories about dignity and our life here. It is with us forever. I know for sure that now I have a new and a very big family, and these are the people of Northern Ireland. Thank you all on behalf of every Ukrainian. And now I can't separate me and tell they respect me, they support me. Now I can say only we are. And thank you very much for this feeling. Thank you.